Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. One thing about songs like this is that they carry prophetic power. Day by day, I see new messages come my way. On all sides, I see your help all around me. Even if that wasn't your experience, he said, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. And as you say them, as you decree them, then they come to pass. What can I give that can equal your love? I'm yours and yours forever, oh Lord. Hallelujah. You will see new mercies today. Say a louder amen. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of October. Our month of wisdom for greater glory. This morning, we shall look at three key effects of the blessing on this blessing Sunday. Three key effects of the blessing. Part one. Just like the topic, we'll understand three key effects of the blessing and then also understand the way of the blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful. Multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. All the way to verse 3. And I'll make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to say by way of introduction, why do we have to schedule what is called a blessing Sunday or a blessing service? I had never heard of such a service or even been in one before the Lord laid it in our hearts to begin a blessing service, a blessing Sunday. The reason simply is that we have a world that is filled with a multiplicity of curses. But the blessing of God is an asset of unquantifiable worth in the life of the possessor. The blessing of God does for a man's life what money can do for them. The blessing is heavier than money. It's heavier than education. It's heavier than connection. The blessing is behind the making of the great in the kingdom, both in scripture days and today. Abraham was blessing made. Isaac was blessing made. Jacob was blessing made. Joseph was blessing made. Daniel was blessing made. saying is that the blessing will do for you what nothing can do. The blessing will do what money can do. The blessing will do what certificate can do, what connections can do. And there are three key effects of the blessing I want us to look at. The effect number one is called multiplication. And the effect number two is called preservation. And the effect number three is called perpetuation. Lastability. Continuation. Let's look at the first one, which is what we'll be dealing with in this service. The blessing of God has a multiplier effect on the lives and destinies of the blessed. It has a multiplier effect. Everything about the blessed grows, it increases, it enlarges. Various examples. First, Adam at creation. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply. So it's not possible to be blessed and not multiply. It's not possible for a person to be blessed and not grow. It is not possible to be blessed and not increase. Multiply, multiply. Second example was Noah in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. In verse 19, I believe, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. God gave them a multiplication mandate by the blessing. And by the decree of the blessing, Noah and his family, the Bible said, overspread the earth. They populated, overran, overwhelmed the earth by the blessing. Third example will be Abraham. We read about him already. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation. In other words, I will enlarge you. I will increase you. I will expand you, extend your coast. I will cause you to grow beyond where you are. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. And that materialized in Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. And Abraham was rich, he multiplied, he increased in cattle, in silver, in gold. He multiplied, he increased in silver, in cattle, in gold. And in Genesis chapter 24 verse 35, Abraham's servant was speaking. He said, the Lord has greatly blessed or multiplied my master greatly. And he is become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold. And men servants, and maid servants, and camels, and asses. He has increased him. He has enlarged him. The man did not remain as small as he was when he started by the blessing. I speak to somebody on this blessing Sunday. Whatever is limiting your life shall be broken this morning. Anything that wants you to die small or end small or die little, this morning it shall be broken. You believe that? Say louder, amen.
You believe that, say louder, amen. You believe that, shout the loud most, amen.
Anybody who has followed this ministry for a while knows that increase and multiplication is a permanent order. From area 10, option 2 restaurant of arts and culture, one tiny room, to the small ballroom of Abuja Sheraton Hotel, small meeting room of about 90 something or people you can take, to the ballroom, to the church in a little wooden or house in area 1, and then to the building, and then to one service, two services, three services, four, five, six services with overflow. And then from one location to five locations in FCT. And then from that to everywhere. And then from there to here now. And then from here now to broadcasting and 1.2 point something million people from one country alone viewing. Everything has been an order of increase. Am I speaking to somebody here? You cannot be connected to a place that is enlarging and your life is shrinking. You cannot be connected to an altar of multiplication and your life is reducing. I prophesy today by the decrees and the mantle that has enlarged and is enlarging this commission, I declare enlargement upon your life, enlargement upon your family, enlargement upon your destiny. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, say the loudest amen. Look at somebody by yourself, say multiply. Say it louder, say multiply. You have no option. You must multiply. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is why the blessing is needed. So that your life does not remain on the same spot for 20 years. Then we see the example number 1, 2, 3, 4 now, Isaac. In Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 12. Genesis 26, then Isaac sowed in that land. You remember that there was famine in the land in verse 1. And received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great. And went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks. That's enlargement. That is multiplication. Possession of herds. A great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. From one little level, he multiplied. He expanded, he enlarged, until the land where he was could not contain him. That shall be your testimony. That shall be your testimony. That was Isaac in the land of famine. Now, look at the example of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32. Jacob was the one that had the blessing of God come upon him through the blessing of Isaac. Look at what Jacob said in Genesis chapter 32, verse 9. And he said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return to your country and to thy kindred, I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of your mercies. And of all the truth which you have shown unto your servant. For with my staff, with one stick, I passed through this Jordan. And now I have become two troops. I started with a stick. I have ended with bands. Somebody say multiplication. With my staff, I passed here. I started with just one company. I started with 100,000 naira. I started with just, I started in Nigeria alone. With my band, with my staff, I passed through this Jordan. but I am become two bands. There is something no devil can stop regarding the man that is blessed. That is multiplication. They may envy you, they cannot stop you. They may hate you, but they cannot stop you. They may talk against you, but they cannot stop your explosion. Is there somebody God is speaking to here at all? They may be angry that you are growing, but they cannot stop the growth. I am here to announce to somebody, nothing shall be able to stop you in this season. Now, to buttress that fact, let me show you what happened to Israel about this mystery of the blessing. Exodus chapter 1 verse 12. Let's start from verse 10. Exodus chapter 1 from verse 10. It says, the Egyptians are talking and said, come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when they are fallen out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. I wonder why they are using Python as building material for cities. But look at this. He said, but the more they afflicted the people that were blessed, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. The more they multiplied and grew, and they became angry because of the children of Israel. We want to finish them and they refuse to be finished. We want to eliminate them and they refuse to be eliminated. We have done everything to hinder their spread. I am here to announce to somebody, there is something inside your life, inside your genetics, inside your system, that no devil can stop. There is a multiplication mandate, an explosion mandate. No witch, no wizard, no necromancer, no stargazer, no diabolic power will be able to stop you from exploding, from increasing, from enlarging. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, the more they hate you, and the more they envy you, and the more they resist you, the more you expand. That is the order of scripture. Somebody take your seat. That is the order. That is why the blessing is necessary. Ordinary people can be stopped by witchcraft. Ordinary people can be wasted by hatred, envy, and bitterness. But not a person who carries the blessing. No! If hatred, witchcraft, envy, bitterness can kill people, some of us won't be alive since. Somebody like Bishop Oyedepo would have died since. Lift your right and say, power! Lift your right and say, I am expanding. I am enlarging. I am increasing. The devil notwithstanding. Let me tell you, give you three facts about the multiplication agenda for the blessed. Number one, fact. The blessing of God provokes the multiplication and increase of potentials, favor, resources. It provokes the multiplication and increase of potentials, favor, and resources. That was what God meant when he said, I will make you great. I will make you great means I will enlarge your capability. I will increase your potentials. I will multiply what you carry. When I started out my life and journey as a minister of God, nothing like receiving or writing songs was part of the equation in my mind. It didn't cross my mind in the dream. It wasn't part of what I saw as the original script. It wasn't. I loved to worship God, and that was where I stopped. But over the years, by the blessing of God, I have seen an escalation of potentials, multifaceted increases, because the blessing on the life of a person carries a multiplier effect. Books coming out like water, and then the songs, and then the messages, and then incredible, unbelievable manifestations of the power of God. We're there in the 12 hours. I was with my friends in the school, on Friday. I asked them, I say, how was the service, the 12 hours? They say, how they wish it was 18 hours. Another one said, what about 24 hours? I said, were you not tired? They said, no, it was very interesting. Hallelujah. It is the multiplication of the increase and multiplication of potentials. You started with one grace or one gifting or a particular limit, and then it just exploded. It is the multiplication of favor from diverse quarters. It is the multiplication of resources. That is your financial resources, your business resources, whatever you do with your hand is not permitted to be limited. That is what the blessing does. Secondly, fact, the blessing of God provokes multiplication and increase under all conditions. It has no regard or respect for climatic factors. Under all conditions. When men say they are cast down, you are saying there is a lifting up. Under all conditions. Under the conditions that Isaac found himself in the land of the Philistines, there was famine, and Isaac sold in that land, and there was explosion. Under all conditions, under the condition Joseph found himself in the house of Potiphar. All conditions. That is, you are in a nation where they say nothing is working, and yet everything is working for you. I think that was why some people almost wanted to kill themselves. How could a thing like this happen under the kind of economy that we're in? How? Not knowing that we are not running the same economy. Our God shall supply our needs, not according to the economy of a nation, but according to his riches in glory. He supplies our needs, not according to the factors on the ground, but according to his riches in glory. Somebody shout, yes. Somebody say loud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Look at them and say, all conditions. All conditions. All conditions. All conditions. The third fact is that the blessing of God provokes multiplication and increase in all locations. All locations. No geographical boundary or geographic boundary or locality or location can limit the blessing. It is a retardation of mentality to think that it's only when you are in America that you can succeed in life. You hear what I said? Mental retardation. Retrogressive sensibility.
is not abroad, it's above.
Many people in our country that are far more successful than several people outside this country. Despite the way the devil has tried to make our nation to look like, there is no nation I prefer to live under heaven apart from this one. I've traveled to most places in the world. America, that is the big America. I haven't spent more than 4 days there. I haven't seen any reason to spend beyond 4 days. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Because it is not a matter of location. If the blessing of God is upon a man's life, drop him in Kalahari Desert. It will blossom there. Drop him in Sahara Desert. It will blossom there. But even if the blessing is not on a man, and you take him to Chicago, he will still be dreaming of seeing himself in Chicago. He's in Chicago, but he's in Chicago every night. Dreaming of seeing himself in the old house where he stayed in Chicago. I'm walking on the road where he used to trek to go and get Kekenapep. He still sees himself and he's in Chicago, yet he's seen himself in Chicago. Am I communicating at all? If the blessing of God is upon your life, even if you are in Paris, it will be as if you are still back in your village. It's a matter of what is on you. The blessing has no respect for geographical location. It is not where you are on the earth that matters, but where God wants you to be. Anywhere God wants you to be, that is the best place to be in life. I prophesy to somebody, in this nation, God shall favor you. Say a louder amen. The Lord told Isaac, he said, go not down to Egypt. Don't run abroad. Remain in this land. Genesis chapter 26, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Don't. It's not a matter of where you run to. Dwell in the land I will tell you of, and I will bless you. Sojourn in this land. I will be with you. I will bless you here. The blessing is not a matter of where you go. It's a matter of where I want you to be. I will bless you in this land. Get ready, because something is about to happen to you. Something positive is about to happen to you. Something positive is about to happen to you. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So that's the first thing that happens with the blessing. The blessing brings multiplication. And then of course number two is preservation. We'll mention that briefly, but we'll go in detail in the second service. It brings about preservation. That was what God spoke to Noah, and that will be our first example in the next service. In verse 1 and 2 of Genesis chapter 9, God was speaking to Noah, and he said, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He said, the fear of you and the dread of you, by what I am putting on you, you will be a mobile terror. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth. That is, the blessing makes you too precious to be wasted in the sight of God. You are a divine investment that attracts divine security. He said, your fear shall be upon the birds of upon every beast of the field. When God blesses you, it's not all. People think that the blessing of God is all about, I have money, I have nothing. It's far beyond that. It is about your preservation on earth. It's about your security. It's about the fact that you are not available to be wasted. Anyhow, blessing of God, preservation. And that is why today, the blessing coming upon you via that communion is going to impart preservation. We'll look into more detail about this in the third service. And finally, is perpetuation. Perpetuation. What I mean by this is staying power. You just day. You are just day. And not that you are managing life. You are there. And you are there for a very long time. This is not just preservation now. This is staying power, lastability, continuation. That is where others stopped. You didn't stop. You know, Abraham's father was the first person that was to go to the land of Canaan. But he came to Haran and remained there and died. That should be Genesis chapter 11, verse 20. Let's start from verse 26 and see. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham now and Haran. Go ahead. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abraham and then Nahor and Haran began Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, gone, of the of Chaldees. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. Okay, go to the next verse. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from the all of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And Terah died in Haran. He started his journey to go to Canaan, but he died in Haran. He didn't reach Canaan. Then the next verse, his son showed up, Abraham in chapter 12. And the blessing landed upon him. And then he too started a journey in verse 5 to go into the land of Canaan. And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Somebody wanted to go to Canaan. Another person wanted to go to Canaan. One stopped on the road and died. Another one continued until he reached. The difference, the blessing. There was no statement that Terah had the blessing. But God gave the blessing upon Abraham. And so Abraham was able to achieve what his father desired but could not achieve. Because the blessing was. That's what I call perpetuation. Lastability, staying power. You are just moving like a bulldozer that has no break. Am I communicating at all? There are people seated here listening to the sound of my voice. Where others stop in your lineage, you will cross it and go forward. That amen can be better. That amen can be louder. What stopped others in your family, in your father's house, will never be able to stop you. Even where your father stopped, you cannot stop there. You are going forward by the power of the blessing. Shout the loudest. Amen. Look at your number. Say, I am moving forward. Unstoppable. Irresistible. By the blessing. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Very, very quickly. What is the way of the blessing? Number one, devotion and dedication to God. Devotion and dedication to God. It is the willingness and the decision to go all the way with God. Abraham's decision and devotion, and I'm taking Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5 as the key in all this, I'll be saying devotion and dedication. The willingness to go all the way with God. Not to stop halfway. All the way. There is no half-hearted Christian that can be genuinely blessed. There is nobody who doesn't mean business with God that can be genuinely blessed. The blessing belongs to those who are sold out to God. All out. Not those who come to church when they feel like. All out. Devotion. and dedication to God. Number two is donation to God. Donation to God. A life donated to God. That is the sacrificial dimension of it. Nothing coming in between you. Nothing between you and God. When you have people struggling with giving God their time, their resources, and that is the minimum prescribed scriptural standards. Time, resources, talent can be donated to God. The journey hasn't started. Donation to God. The first person who introduced the subject of the tithe was also the first person that became the symbol of the blessing. His name was Abraham. Devotion to God. And finally, submission to God. That is having a will that is submerged in the will of God. Having a will that is submerged in the will of God. You have a will that is submerged in the will of God. I'm not wanting something that you don't want. I'm not wanting something different from you, Lord. I have proved that in my life. At a point, people thought we lost our minds. But see where the loss of mind has brought us. Devotion, dedication to God, donation of life, time, resources, and of course, submission to God and His will. People, it is time to listen to God and not man. It is time to read the scripture and not the news. It is time to listen to God and not the voice of the internet. It is time. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and your voices and let us appreciate the King of Kings today. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Magnify, glorify. Father, we honor You. Father, we praise You. And the prayer is very simple. With hands lifted up, you are going to speak to God and say after me and say, Father, I come before You today to devote my life to You, to dedicate my life to You, to donate my life to You, to submit my life to You. I am available, Lord. I am willing, Lord, to go all the way with You. I am willing, Lord, to have nothing come between me and You, Lord. I am willing, Lord, to submerge my will in Your will. Have Your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and speak to God.
What can I give that can equal Your love? I'm all Yours and Yours forever, O Lord. Day by day I see Your mercies come my way. All Your stripes I see open around me. What can I do that can equal Your love? Oh, yeah. Did I get to see your mercies come? I'm sorry to see your happy love. What can I do that can equal your love?
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. You want to say, Pastor, I want to hand my life over completely to God. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I would like you to pick your Bibles and your bags. I am not devoted to God, submitted to God, surrendered to God as I should. And I want to do so now. You pick your Bibles and your bags, and you come forward here. The Lord showed me somebody who battles with smoking. And how it happens is you smoke in the night, in the dream, in their hand, secret, and then in the daytime it must manifest. The Lord wants that yoke broken as well. You are in that category, you also come forward. But above all, you want to hand over your life to Jesus, your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward. You want to rededicate yourself to God.
What did I do to deserve your mercy, O Lord? I don't deserve it.
While they are coming forward, lift up your two hands and say, Father. Yes, quickly come forward. Say, Father, I am here today as I apply for the blessing, the multiplication, the preservation, the multiplication, the preservation, the perpetuation. I apply and I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Oh, my dear. Those in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to live for you. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord, to live for you and to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' name. Everybody lift up your two hands and begin to make demands on the blessing today while we take the communion positions very fast.